This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. All right, it's hour number three tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show, and we're chatting with Brandon Turbeville, who's an author of a new book on the topic of Syria. And, well, it's an extremely important situation to keep our eyes on, of course. There's other stuff going on. Yes, Fukushima remains a concern in my mind, and the economy continues to be on the brink of complete collapse with a Federal Reserve that wants to continue to print. And, well, war would just only further that disaster. And, well, there's a lot to that we can talk about. We're going to take your calls this hour, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And Brandon, for those just tuning in, why don't you give us a summary of the book, kind of a brief overview of what it covers?
Yeah, well, it's called The Road to Damascus, the Anglo-American Assault on Syria. And as I said earlier, it takes you through the recent history of the Syrian crisis. It also shows you who controls the death squads that are running rampant over in Syria. It shows you how they are made up of foreign contingents, foreign fighters, not Syrians, or at least not the majority being Syrians. It goes through the chemical weapons attacks, not the Ghouta attack that just happened recently, but the first two that happened in Syria. It goes through that and just deconstructs the stories that the Western media have put out regarding that, trying to blame that on Assad. Actually, the death squads have the evidence in the book. And it also discusses controlled social movements, color revolutions, and destabilization tactics. And I think that's important to understand, because if you understand how these things work, then you won't fall for them, right? It's important to understand how social movements, not just in the Middle East or Eastern Europe, can be used for people power coups, but that they can be used here in the United States as well. And it's important to understand that. So again, the book is called The Road to Damascus, the Anglo-American Assault on Syria.
Awesome. Let's go ahead and take a phone call, and we do have open lines, so we would love for you to join us with questions, comments, or anything else. What else would there be besides a question or a comment? Hate mail? Well, I guess it's not mail. You get the point. All right, let's talk with Fred in California. Hello, Fred.
Hello. Thank you very much for taking my call, and thank you to the producer as well. Brandon, I've got a question. To what degree does the preservation of the petrodollar or our currency play into what we're doing here in the Mideast?
Well, I would say that there's very rarely just one reason for doing anything at this level, right? I do think that probably plays a small part in it. I don't necessarily think that the petrodollar is the main issue here. Now, there is a pipeline that is at issue that goes across Syria, which the Russians would love to see, and the Saudis would despise. So there's an issue with that as well. But I really don't see the petrodollar being that big of an issue at this point.
Okay, what is the overall goal, if you could summarize this? Is it to get this whole thing over with at this point in time so that, you know, we, you know, stand out ahead in this thing? What is the overall goal at this point?
You know, as strange as it may sound, I would say that the overall goal is the confrontation with Russia and China.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think it's the global confrontation that's the overall goal.
Okay, great. And if I can make one suggestion, Justin, when you go over these websites, for like Brandon's websites, if you could go over just a little bit slower. but other than that, I want to thank both of you, together with your producer and what you're doing, and I urge everybody out there to please donate. This Republic Broadcast Network is just a great contribution to anyone who wants to get below the surface of what's really going on. And I've been on this thing for about a year now, and it's a great website. I urge everybody to donate. And thank you for taking my call.
All right. Thank you, Justin. I appreciate that. All right, Brandon. So let's continue this look at Syria. But there's other things involved here that I don't think we've discussed explicitly yet. And that is, well, the Mossad's role with all of this. Can you outline Israel's benefit in looking at Syria? I've heard some people suggest that they want to grab the land there. I've heard other people suggest that, of course, it has to do with Iran. Where do you find Israel to be motivated in all this?
Well, if Israel thinks that it's going to gain any land in Syria, you know, in the short term as a result of American interference, I don't think that they're on this planet, because if this becomes a larger confrontation, then the Israeli people, again, I specified Israeli people, the ones that actually live there, are going to be virtually wiped out. That's the way it's going to go. But, of course, the ones that pull the strings, essentially, behind the Israeli government, the true Zionists, are not going to pay that price at all. Israel it serves a purpose, which is the firecracker, right? I call it the mad dog of the Middle East, because this is what it does. It stirs everyone up. There's really good arguments that it shouldn't even be there to begin with. And the people know it, that it shouldn't be. And by its existence itself, it's causing all kinds of tension in the region, right? Of course, when you add into its aggressive behavior the attacks on Syria, the attacks on Lebanon, the attacks on virtually anyone around them within the vicinity of an Israeli weapon, this only increases tension. And that is what it is there to do. It's there to provoke tension. It's there to divide. It's there to cause justifications for military intervention on the part of the West. So that the Israeli interest, I wouldn't say the Israeli interest necessarily, but all they are is a small area of the world that can draw the rest of the world into a war in the Middle East.
All right, Brendan. Well, we're going to take another quick pause here, and then we'll come back and continue this discussion and take phone calls at 800-313-9443. Folks, this is interesting stuff. We really got to get the full picture here and make sure that we grasp all the ins and outs of the Syrian situation. It's not just the Syrian situation, but I think Syria right now is certainly a place to look at, and Brandon's new book does so. Stand by, folks. We'll be back in just seconds.
Hi, this is Gerald Celente, publisher of the Trends Journal and director of the Trends Research Institute. I enjoy being on with John Stadtmiller every month because I believe in what RBN is doing. It's helping to let freedom ring, and to make sure it keeps ringing and it rings louder, I urge you all to consider donating to RBN to keep their voice ringing loud so that more people could tune in, hear it, and freedom and liberty could come back to America. So it's up to you. It's either more of the same or the next American Revolution. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and consider giving as much as you can, as often as you can. This is Gerald Celente. The future lies in your hands.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
We have open line for the rest of the hour. 800-313-9443. And we'll go back to the phone lines and talk with Jim. Hello, Jim.
Yeah. How you doing there, Mr. Tuskin? And your guest.
Dr. Tuskin to you, Jim.
All right. Whatever. Anyway, hey, you know, I've just you know, here we have the Syria thing, and, you know, I just kind of feel it's misdirection. I mean, it's all real, but, you know, I feel could be misdirection.
I kind of feel that too, yeah.
Other things that are happening in the background, man. I really, you know, this is what happens when you go exporting democracy instead of liberty, you know. This is what happens throughout the world, I guess, and not to mention when people are asleep at the wheel and even paying attention what the hell is going on with their, in this nation, especially what our birthright, what our entitlement is. I've used the telephone on some of my reps here in Congress lately. I can't raise, which is mine in the 17th district. Her name is Bustos. When they were voting to defund the NDAA, she didn't even show up to vote. So I've been talking. I don't believe either one of these, Republican or Democrats. They're so full of crap. I just can't believe it. But yeah, I'm just tired of being a spectator, man, and I'm tired of getting walked on by the man.
What are you going to do about it, Jim?
Well, you know, what the hell can we do? You know, it seems that we're going to talk, and being the bullies that these international gangsters are, they're gonna, you know, just laugh at us until we actually have to use coercive force. And you know what, man, that scares the hell out of me, because good people are going to get hurt, and good people are going to get killed. And you know, it sucks, man, but you know what, I'm not going to be their fucking slave.
Okay, you know? We got to watch our language. Thanks for the call, Jim. And I hear your concern there. It's definitely a big part of the problem is just people standing down. But I don't think that violence is ultimately the answer for any of this. I really don't. I think we can do this successfully without having to resort to violence. I could be wrong, but heck, there's tons of us out there. Many of the people do not get this. Many of them do get this, however, and I think that we could take things back in control of the people if we work at it in a way in which we continue to bring awareness to these things and offer a lack of dependency on the system. You know, at the end of the day, we're vulnerable because many people are dependent. They get their food stamps or whatnot, and they believe the nanny state's going to save them. And if anything happens, they can go to a FEMA camp, and they're dependent. Brandon, you have any thoughts on all this?
Yeah, well, he mentioned exporting democracy instead of liberty. Well, I don't know how we can really export either one of those things when we don't have them at home. But
that's true.
It's, yeah, it's interesting. I certainly understand, though, where he's coming from, because the whether it's activist or alternative media, it seems like all we do is talk about the problems, and we never really talk about what we can do in order to fight back. And I agree with you. We there may be a time when violence is necessary, but I don't think we're in that time yet, because we still have available options to work otherwise. And you know, when I've read Albert Pike's books, and Albert Pike talks about guiding the force of the people. There are people who know what's going on in the world. There are people who are working for the other side, but the vast majority of the people don't know what's really guiding their lives. So there are times when you have to use that to your advantage, right? And it can be used to your advantage, which is why I've been trying to promote some solutions here and there, because people also need something to work for instead of work against. They need to stop simply going out in the streets, if in the rare instances that they do go out in the streets, and they talk about, you know, we don't like it, we don't like this, we don't like that, and the answer, you know, to the question of what are you going to do about it is always, well, we don't know, but we don't like it the way it is. Well, that's unfortunately right. not an acceptable answer. So right. it's also unfortunate that most people are concerned with their pocketbook more than they are with anything. I mean, you can see what happened with civil liberties, not much of a fight there. You can see, you know, what happens to the environment, not much of a fight there. But when you start messing with people's pocketbooks, it becomes a little different.
And when people are hungry, then it really becomes different.
Yeah, and there are ways to do it. Unfortunately, you're not going to get public support. And I'm talking about mass public support. If we go out and try to rally people on things like the environment, on things like war, on things like civil liberties, because unfortunately the vast majority of people don't care because they don't see it as affecting them. But if you do get out and organize, against or for certain things, then you can get popular support, which is why I have been actually supporting not as the, you know, be-all, end-all of solutions, but I have been supporting the implementation of a 1% Wall Street sales tax. Been doing that for some time because not only could with 1% of a Wall Street sales tax, you could actually fund the entire social safety net and eliminate the budget deficit at the state, federal, and local level, but you'd also be hitting the bankers where it hurts, right? You'd be hitting them in the derivatives market and the trading market where we pay on average, the lowest has to be 6-7% sales tax. The highest, I believe, is 12%. I believe California pays 12%. I know Virginia pays sales tax on food. We pay it on everything. Anything you buy, you pay sales tax. Up to 12% in some places. And Wall Street pays nothing. Most of your listeners are going to know that Wall Street pays nothing, whether it's corporate income tax or sales tax. But if you could get people to rally behind this, again, this is a relatively simple solution. It's very easy to do. 1% brings in estimated tens of trillions of dollars of revenue, right? And that would eliminate the budget deficit. That would give you money, again, at all three levels, that would give you money for the social safety net. And, I'd be happy to talk more about that, actually. That's what I've been lobbying for lately, because it's something that you could get mass traction at. Now, I'm not saying this is the solution, that this is going to bring down the system and bring some utopia. It's not. But it's a mass traction issue, and you can get popular support for something like this. So, I wrote an article a while back called The Case for the 1% Wall Street Sales Tax. It's very, very simple. You can just Google that with my name or with Activist Post, and it will come up, and it explains everything about it.
It's an interesting thought. I'll have to look more into that. I know a lot of people are concerned about any taxation, which I don't blame them. Listen, we have to take another quick break, and we'll come back with more phone calls. 800-313-9443. We do have open lines. That's 800-313-9443.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We're talking with Brandon Turbeville. He's an author of a great new book on the topic of Syria. And we're taking your phone calls at 800-313-9443. We have some phone lines open, and we would be happy to have you. So feel free to call us with anything on your mind. It doesn't have to be on this topic. It can be on anything like 800-313-9443. And we'll go back to the phone lines and talk with Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, Bob? Brandon, good to listen to you. Got a couple questions for you here that I'm just kind of playing with some ideas. We've got some oil patches up in the northwest. One's called the Bakken Oil Field, and the other one is Gull Island. Both of those represent about, I don't know, 2.4 trillion barrels of sweet crude, $11 to pump it. When is that going to be brought online? Is that going to be when they dump the Nimitz into the middle of the canal? And, you know, I'm wondering, the other thing, too, is back in 1996, there was a paper called The Clean Break, And it just pretty much laid out what they wanted to do. This would be the Zionists, I guess. Probably the same thing. But they laid out what they wanted to do with what I call the sandbox. And General Wesley Clark said that, you know, seven countries in 5 years. And so I'm just kind of playing with the idea that this is all about energy, and we shouldn't forget that there's trading zones at risk here, the Euro, the Merrill, and the Asian. I'm just kind of wondering if Israel wants Lebanon for its water, and Syria is backing Lebanon, and Iran is backing Syria, and Russia and China are backing Iraq. Could you address kind of all that and see if you got any comments on that? Thanks.
Thank you. Brandon?
Well, I couldn't really, I don't think I could really add much to that because I don't know about the oil situation up in the Northwest, and I don't know that I don't know the document they're talking about. But you're right in the geopolitical setup. I mean, I really, Israel obviously wants the territory of Lebanon. You're right. They've occupied it before and, have been ejected from most of it at least. But, and they're actually occupying, part of Syria at this point. But I really would stick with what I said earlier, which is that Israel is not necessarily some state which is, you know, who has a goal of, you know, infiltrating or enveloping the entire Middle East. It's there mainly as an antagonist. It's there to poke the other powers in the region. And to always act as a destabilizing force, which is what they have done tremendously. Since we mentioned Israel twice, I'll point out too that I've written an article recently about the fact that there are Israeli training camps for mercenaries to go into Syria. These things were exposed. Well, actually, I shouldn't say exposed because they were quite open about it. There were some mainstream media reporters that went into the training camp and took pictures of some of the training and actually got to get pictures of the signs and even got to interview some of the mercenaries that were being trained by the Israelis. And these were people that were going to go into places like Syria and Somalia and several other places. So if anybody wants to check that out, that would show you a direct link to what the connections Israel has to the Syrian situation. Not only that, but there has been Mossad and, definitely Mossad, but perhaps even IDF forces that have entered Syria for special operations. We don't quite know what they were, but they have been involved. So that's a long
awesome.
Way to
well,
not.
Thank you again.
That's a long way to not answer his question. But there we go.
Exactly, but that's okay. That's what we do here. We don't answer questions. That would be too. On the money. All right. Kevin, thanks for the call. We got open lines, 800-313-9443. Okay, so we got Barry Sotero at a press conference here at the G20 summit. And I want to play this clip for you, Brandon, and get your thoughts on what he has to say here. Okay, you ready?
It was a short overseas trip that took its toll, as President Obama appeared exhausted and admittedly gave lengthy answers, sidestepping the question of the hour asked first by CNN's Brianna Keeler.
If the full Congress doesn't pass this, will you go ahead with a strike?
First of all, in terms of the votes and the process in Congress, I knew this was going to be a heavy lift.
The president declined to answer the question, not just once.
You know, Brianna, I think it'd be a mistake for me to jump the gun and speculate because right now I'm working to get as much support as possible out of Congress.
All right, so here's the thing, and I'll put the rest of this clip in a second. Here's the thing. So if he was really wanting to put it in front of Congress because of some sort of benevolent reason, don't you think he would say flat out, no, that's why I'm putting it in front of Congress, so they can make a decision? Instead, he sidesteps it, because he knows that it's all a show.
Yeah, I like his answer there, you know. If I was really considering the Constitution, then I would answer your question. But I'm not. I guess exactly. He was exhausted. He's too busy thinking about his next golfing trip, which should be coming up right about now.
Sure. I guess he also needs to go back to Africa for another $100,000 out of the taxpayers' money. Let's continue to listen to this clip. This is comedy gold at its finest.
Three times.
Right, and you're not getting a direct response. Brianna asked the question very well.
A more direct response had come earlier from one of Mr. Obama's own advisors in an interview on NPR.
The president, of course, has the authority to act, but it's neither his desire nor his intention to use that authority absent Congress backing him.
The president avoided that one, too, and repeated his case that the U.S. has the evidence to justify a limited strike on Bashar al-Assad's forces for last month's chemical weapons attack.
My goal is to maintain the international norm on banning chemical weapons. I want that enforcement to be real. I want it to be serious.
Also sounding serious.
It was a very friendly conversation. We stick to our guns.
Russian President Vladimir Putin held his own news conference where he bragged about the G20 countries that have adopted his view and opposing action against Syria. And he warned Russia is ready to respond either way.
Will we help Syria? Yes, we will. And we keep doing it right now. We are supplying arms.
Wow. That right there is a bombshell. Well, not really. We already knew this, huh, Brendan?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. And again, you know, you notice that they're not saying if the House votes no that they will that they'll drop the issue. Of course, they're saying that the president still has implying that the president still has the authority to go ahead with an attack, which he does not, according to the Constitution and to the applicable law. But it's quite apparent that the Congress has a choice. They can vote for it, or they can just look the other way when the attack goes on anyway. Right? That's the only choice that they have. They can vote for it, or they can vote for it. There was also an interesting exchange. I'm sure you've seen it with John McCain, not when he was playing poker, but when he was at a town hall meeting. And an actual Syrian woman stood up, a Syrian-American woman stood up and told him that, that this war was wrong, you know, that we shouldn't be bombing Syria. She explained that Bashar, she was not a fan of Bashar al-Assad, and that the death squads were infinitely worse, and that her cousin had just been killed by the people that John McCain supports and hangs around with. And she just pours her heart out to this guy, right? And McCain looks at her and gives her the famous, response that you usually get for, you know, with a corporation. You know, he didn't say this directly, but it was essentially, you know, we appreciate your opinion. Thank you for voicing your opinion. Now we're going to go bomb Syria. It's this form answer where he comes out and says that, you know, even if you claim that Bashar al-Assad is anything but a butcher, we just can't agree. But John McCain, of course, has been, I think this guy has some kind of, you know, sexual fantasy about warfare or something. But
if he's not too busy playing poker on his cell phone.
Yes, where he loses thousands of dollars. He can't even play that properly.
Wow. He loses thousands of dollars of our taxpayer money every second, every half a second probably. All right, folks, final segment coming up. Brendan Turbeville has been our guest. Don't go anywhere.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Okay, thanks a lot, Brandon Turbeville, for joining us for the last 2 hours. It's been a blast. And in the final segment, I hope to touch on anything that you feel we didn't get to or that you want to bring up, or a look ahead at your next book projects. You're the author of several books, not just this new one on Syria, but several. What's to come, and what else did we miss?
Well, you know, we could really talk all day on this subject. I don't really have any book projects coming out as of yet, but I've been following the situation in Syria, just because the book came out. I continued to follow it, and if you want to follow my work, you can check it out at Activist Post, and it comes out regularly. I've been trying to dispel some of the myths and some of the misinformation that's come out regarding the chemical weapons attack, for instance. And maybe we could talk about that in a minute if we have the opportunity. But mainly that's what I've been discussing, and hopefully the book will have some effect in letting some people know exactly what is going on over there and encouraging them to get involved and stop it, because this could really affect every single one of us.
Absolutely. So what have you been able to uncover about the chemical weapons?
Well, you know, at this point, I think a lot of information has come out that has disproven the fact or disproven the claims that Assad has fired chemical weapons. All right. For instance, common sense, and I'm referring to the Al Ghouta region, this recent one that's launched the crazed propaganda campaign from Skull and Bones, John Kerry, and Barry Sotero. But the fact is, on the ground inside Syria, Assad is winning. If things are left, if he is left to his own devices, then probably the end of October, early November, the death squads will be wiped out, or at least wiped out so that Syria can return to, you know, relative normality. With that in mind, why in God's name would Assad use chemical weapons now? If he had to use chemical weapons, wouldn't it have been early on when the death squads were in danger of actually overrunning the government, overrunning the country? Why would he use it when he's winning? His methods are working. Why would he go to chemical weapons? I would also ask, you know, the timing. Look at the timing. The chemical weapons go off as soon as the UN inspectors enter Syria. And as soon as, I mean, as they're checking into their hotels, these chemical weapons are going off. So what incredibly bad timing if you're Bashar Assad, right? Assad is known for being clever. This would be something that he would have to woken up in the morning and taken in, you know, the big stupid pill that morning before he fired these chemical weapons. It's the worst time, the worst place, at the worst moment. He didn't do it, right? This would be a complete folly. So you also look at the location, right? Of course, a lot of Syrian soldiers themselves were actually sickened by the chemical weapons attack. And also look at the information. Where did all this information come from about 1,400 dead people? Well, it came from Al Arabiya, which is a Middle Eastern news station that's owned by the Saudis, by the Saudi royal family. Not exactly an impartial source of information, right? They have a stake in this. They've been supporting the insurgency, the death squads, for some time. And of course, where did Al Arabiya get their information? They got it from the death squads, because you read things like activists say 1,400 people have been killed. Well, who are the activists? They're the death squads. We call them activists in the Western media, no matter how many people they behead or how many hearts they eat. We say activists say 1,400 people, and the Western media runs with that. This has happened on numerous occasions. So just simple things like that. We've had also numerous UN, or not just UN, but chemical weapons experts come out and say that this is just completely bizarre that this would even happen, that it doesn't look like it's Assad, that the death squads. The Russians, you know, have released a 100-page document saying that the previous attack in Khan al-Assal was actually committed by the death squads. This has been proven out, and I've done several articles on those previous chemical weapons. They're in the book, where it shows that it's actually the death squads. They have the means, they have the chemicals, they have the motive to do it. They've admitted that they've done it. Right? Assad has said on numerous occasions, "We will not use chemical weapons." There's zero evidence that he has. The death squads have said on numerous occasions that they do have chemical weapons. They've showed us the chemical weapons. They videotaped themselves using the chemical weapons, and then they posted it to YouTube, or someone else posted it to YouTube. But you can see the videos. I've got them in my articles, in several of my articles, where they post the chemical, place the chemical weapons on the shells, fire the shells off into the city. You can also see them testing gas on rabbits, and it's all on video. They're threatening to use chemical weapons. So we have a red line against chemical weapons use. What about when the death squads do it?
there's a double standard there, and I'm glad you pointed that out because it's spot on. You know, one person's terrorist is another person's freedom fighter, as they say, and that's exactly the case here. We're going to take a final phone call with Brandon Turbeville. He's been a great guest this show tonight, and really appreciate all that he does, and we'll keep him in the loop here as things continue to unravel in that situation. Hopefully, they'll start to get better, but as of right now, it seems like a dire situation. And we'll talk with Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
Hey, Bob. Hey. Want to call Brandon's attention to this book, The Synagogue of Satan by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. Because
I've never heard of it before.
So many citations in here. The first one I just want to tweak his interest. Albert Einstein in 1947, yeah. He authored a letter to the UN encouraging all national governments be destroyed to make way for a one-world government run by Jewish leaders through the UN. Viktor Ostrovsky, who was a Assad agent with a conscience, authored a couple books, By Way of Deception, which is the model of the Mossad, By Way of Deception, Thou Shalt Do War. Also, the other book, Beyond Deception. Well, anyway, in his first book in 1990, By Way of Deception, he says, the Mossad recruits Arab agents to carry out missions. Israeli agents are extremely skilled at impersonating Arabs. And it says here, Mossad has an elaborate plan to vilify Iraq and involve the U.S. in a war against it. Well, that paper called The Clean Break that Kevin brought up, A Clean Break, A New Strategy for Securing the Realm, that was published in 1996 by members of PNAC, Richard Pearl, James Colbert, Charles Fairbanks Jr., Douglas Feith, Robert Loewenberg, David, and Myra Wormser. It says, Israel can shape its strategic environment in cooperation with Turkey and Jordan by weakening, containing, and rolling back Iran, Syria, and Iraq. This effort can initiate on removing Saddam Hussein from power in Iraq, an important Israeli strategic objective in its own right. And then a year later, PNAC wrote a very extensive paper, which they submitted to President Clintonista, and it became his motivating force for the rest of his term as president. So in here, Brandon, you're going to find astonishing evidence that I don't have time to go into.
Yeah, well, thank you for that, Fred. You'll have to send us an email about it. It sounds like you're on to something with that. And Brandon, thank you again for coming on tonight's show. One last quick plug. We're almost out of time. You have about 10 seconds.
Yep, The Road to Damascus, The Anglo-American Assault on Syria. BrandonTurbeville.blogspot.com, ActivistPost.com.
Awesome, Brandon. Thanks again for your time. I appreciate it. It's been a great show. And folks, that does it for us this week on the Bob Tuscan Show. Next week, we have a lot to get to. We'll have the Radchik to talk about the Fukushima situation and so much more. Love you guys. Have a great night and great weekend.
Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballers out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
Freedom ain't